This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. How hot is it? That's going to be the question across much of the country today as temperatures soar in the Northeast and parts of the Upper Midwest. The National Weather Service's David Roth says, yeah, you expect heat in June.
It's June. When else is it going to be hot? But, you know, we are talking about record highs and the possibility of record highs across portions of the Northern Plains and the Northeast for the next few days.
Highs expected in the 90s from Washington to Boston. Across the desert Southwest and Western Texas, it could get to be 105. Amazon's Jeff Bezos is going into space. He'll be aboard for Blue Origin's first human space flight on July 20th. Blue Origin was founded by Jeff Bezos. The trip will be a brief hop to space from Texas. As COVID restrictions ease, more of us are going back to the movie theaters. Our Oscar Wells Gabriel with what moviegoers went to see.
The third movie in the Conjuring horror franchise has put a hurting on the movie that was the box office leader going into the weekend. Studio estimates say the Conjuring sequel earned an estimated $24 million. That makes it the biggest R-rated opening of the pandemic era. It also made a second-place movie out of last week's box office champ, A Quiet Place Part 2. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A fourth night in a row of protest in Minneapolis over the shooting death of a black man by members of a U.S. Marshals task force. Authorities say Winston Smith Jr. was wanted on a weapons violation and fired a gun before two deputies shot him while he was inside a parked vehicle. Family and friends say he was often harassed by police. More children than ever could be in classrooms for summer school this year to make up for lost learning during the pandemic. The Education Department says it's too soon to know for sure how many. This is AP News. How are the Democrats doing fulfilling campaign promises? Our Julie Walker takes a look at their worries.
As Democrats strain to deliver on President Biden's agenda, the limits of bipartisanship in the 50-50 Senate are increasingly clear. Talks over an infrastructure package are teetering. Biden is set to meet today with the lead Republican negotiator, and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is optimistic.
The president has gone from $2.25 trillion down to $1 trillion. The Republicans have come up.
Meanwhile, a voting and elections overhaul bill is essentially dead now that Manchin announced his opposition.
If we continue to divide it and separate us more, it's not going to be united, and it's not going to be the country that we love and know.
Manchin made the comments on Fox News Sunday. I'm Julie Walker.
Taiwan says China is hindering its efforts to get COVID vaccine, so the U.S. will give Taiwan 750,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.